minister to us. Have your ways all round. Give us the inspirations, even as we continue to witness the year coming to an end, even as we witness the moment of the seasons of elections and the inductions. Dear mighty God, minister to us. Have your ways all round. For this we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Appreciate your neighbor, please, once again. Your neighbor, your neighbor, your neighbor, your neighbor. And then you may have a seat. What a wonderful neighbor, being the first Sunday of the month of December, the last month of the year 2019. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing that we can take for granted. We know of people, even some people we had a close relationship, that last year, a day like today, they were there. But today they have gone to be with the Lord. Or others, they are going through some challenges of a kind. But for us, we are well in the house of the Most High. It is yet another day and another moment that God has given to us to come together and witness some of us here being given the responsibility. It has been a moment of the elections all through, and today we witness them that have responded positively, because being elected is one thing and it's another thing to agree to do that, and therefore we congratulate them in advance that the year 2019-2020 in this parish, to our various committees, the boards and the ministries, we have men and women. However, we need to see, to know the flip side of the leadership, because a leader who is leading himself or herself is not leading but having a walk. And that's why in our program here, we have written the dynamics of the followership. What is the role of a follower? Many a times we talk of the role of a leader, and many a times we challenge when things are not actually working, and sometimes we fail to consider the role of the followers. And the relationship between the leadership and the followership many a times is ignored, because we may have very committed leaders, but the followers, it's like they are not ready to follow. They are not ready to reason. And we have seen even sometimes leaders, sometimes they pull out because they feel they are not receiving the support they require. You remember even the scenario of Moses. And that does not qualify that you pull out as a leader. But those scenarios are there whereby the followers, they are not like ready to give the support that is needed. Remember, weak leadership and the weak followership may lead an institution to bedside and may make an organization, even a church, to go down. Therefore, strong leaders and strong followers, they are heavily needed. Within the course of the year 2019, we have seen a lot of support from you. And when I say from you, I'm talking of the followers. There are some people here, they don't hold any leadership portfolio, but their involvement need not be over-emphasized. And we have seen you, even releasing your resources, the skills, and even where you have been called, we have seen you doing it faithfully, with a lot of commitment. And therefore, if you are not holding any position, because we cannot all of us be the leader, the leadership is reserved for few people. Mostly, followers are more than the leaders. And that's where majority are. Therefore, we thank God for you as you continue to make sure that we perform. And where you need to be called, is upon us to create an enabling environment that you can even air the views. And it's upon the readers to create the enabling environment for the followers, for the members, to air their views without any contradiction. And therefore, we appreciate you for what you have done. And therefore, even as I share the word, there is another thing that I need also to mention. And it was mentioned through the prayer by the program mover, our session clerk. We are in our country today, and the issue of the BBI is with us. And we can hear, like from the beginning, it's like the dead on arrival, because we are already divided, whether to go through the machinery of Mwananchi Wanjiku or to go to the parliament. It's another issue we need to pray for, so that the Lord God may give the direction. And let us not suspend the BBI by only one thing, like the issue of the Prime Minister and other things. There are other better things in that document. It's our prayer. We exercise the soberness and the soundness of the judgment, and the Lord God, we are going to see us through in all that we do. My sharing this morning or this afternoon is the whole question of desiring to know your season, knowing your moment, knowing where you are, and knowing where you are coming from and where you are heading. The issue of know your season. Know your season is the desire to every one of us to desire to know where you are, where you are coming from, where you are, and the direction that you are really going. It may be your season to recover. It may be your season to regain. It may be your season, perhaps even to release. The Bible put it very clearly. There is time for everything and a season for every activity. We are in November, and it is a season to induct people here. For every time, there is time for everything. And remember, God controls the times and the season. It is His duty. If there is time and a season for everything, there is the divine intervention that is being guided and directed by the Almighty. God made seasons and cycles and expects us to know and understand them. Because a certain season may come and you are not connecting. And it's very unfortunate when a season comes in your lifetime and you are unable to connect with it, and you find yourself like you are floating. God's desire is for us to understand the season that you are in. You may be young, but remember, being young is for a given time, because even the season keeps changing. You may be in the middle age, you may be elderly. Wherever we are, we should remember God wants us to know and to understand the season, so that we may do what is in tandem with that season that we are in. Seasons are all about changes. Seasons are normal. Seasons are not forever. Around this time we are receiving the rains. We do not have rains all the time. Seasons keep changing. And the Lord God put it very clearly in the book of Daniel. I'm the Lord who controls the season and the time. And therefore, as we engage ourselves to know our season, our behavior can be influenced by the season that we are in. And it's good at all time to be very careful not to fall under the dictates of the season that you are in, because some seasons are not palatable, may not be okay. But we are being told our behavior, our lifestyle may be only sometimes being dictated and being guided by the season. It's good to be knowledgeable enough to know and to ask yourself, around this season, what is it that the Lord wants from me? Just like the season, people keep changing. We keep changing. Sometimes we have a rainy season, it is sunny, it is windy. Even our lifetime, our behavior, our lifestyle, many a times may be dictated by the season that we are in. Remember, in the Christian circle, we have the liturgical seasons. Like now, from today, is what we call the Advent, the first coming of Christ. 4 Sundays before Christmas is the moment in our Christian calendar that we refer as Advent. And subsequently, we are going to have a Christmas. It's another season where we stay and celebrate. Then come in April, we have the so-called Lent moment. And then it comes after the Lent, we wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit, the so-called the Pentecost. Even as a church, we have the seasons. Even you as an individual, you need to ask yourself, in which season am I? Brothers and sisters, do not waste your season, because you shall give an account. I gave you this season. When you were young, this is what you were supposed to do, but you never did it. Because the Lord God can challenge us that you wasted a full season given to you, and seasons keep changing. And every season that you are in, even whatever you are going through, there is an expiry date for every challenge and every season that we go through. We should not be grounded because we are in that season. Remember, most people ignore the seasons of their life. Some people, they don't have the day of rest in a week, have no time to be with God. Sometimes even it challenges their sleeping pattern. And even there is a season that you work, because you will not be at workplace forever. Some people, they don't have even regular moment of eating. Could be here mwili pori on their own. You do not have that period and that moment. And we are being told, don't waste. To every season, you shall give an account. There are God's ordained season of life. When you look at the human development stages, because even as we are here in this church, we are not of the same age. We are at different levels in our ages. There is a birth from the cradle to the day that we leave this world. Those are the many seasons. And the childhood, young adulthood, the middle years, the later years, and the final years. We experience success and sometimes the failures. In some season that you are in, you may experience. But this vicious cycle didn't came because in this season I had a challenge. It will get a recurrence to the other one. We should detach ourselves. Because many a times, you may be only in one season, and you are so grounded, you are unable to make any move. We experience all this. We navigate through life. And whatever the season that you are in, remember, you shall give an account. There are some people who are enjoying their old age, and they have no regrets. Because during their young age, they were able to do what they were supposed to do. There are some people who may be old, and in one way they are complaining because they wasted a certain season that can dictate the life that you are living. We have to be wise enough. And that's why Paul, in the book of Ephesians that we have read, and we are being told, and he says, put it very carefully. Be careful then how you live, not as wise, unwise, but live as wise. Do you know in this life, you can be wise or otherwise? Tell your neighbor, you can be wise or otherwise in this life. Because many a times you are unable to utilize to the maximum the season that you are in. Seasons of life, that's what we have read about Joseph. In our Old Testament, the text that we have done here is about this young man. Every season in his life presented a preparation for the next one. Things go like series. Every season that you are in, ideally, it should prepare you for the next season. But many a time we skip. Many a times we don't do what we are supposed to do in a certain season. It takes different season for God to mold you for the service. We are seeing people coming here. They are not starting here, they are being commissioned. They have been working and laboring in the kingdom. Today is only that we have seen them coming to the next level. God has every different season to prepare him for the service, to prepare you for the family, to prepare you for the marriage, to prepare you for that career. God has different seasons. And don't tamper with the God process. He wants you to move from one level to another level. But many a times, we tamper with a certain season. Because every season that you are in should prepare you and usher you in comfortably to the other season. But many a times, we go on astray. Remember Joseph in his father's house, Genesis 37, 3 and the following. He knew how to laugh. Even though, because he was a bright boy, and remember he was 17 years, and he was the last born in the family, and he had the favor with the parents, and the parents were so close to Joseph, that one alone created the enmity between Joseph and his brother. But he continued to love them. He understood the vision that he had. He was a dreamer because he was adored. He was the last born in the family, and he was among other brothers. But they continued to hate the brother. The hatred started in his father's house for no reason, but he never compromised. To him, he took it like it's a season to be hated, but he continued persistently trusting in the Lord. He remained consistent despite of the challenges that he had. Joseph in his father's house, he was hated, but he never allowed himself to compromise to that season of being hated. Because many a times, things may be said against you. Things that are ungrounded and you are unable to move. You are unable to make the edge meet. Joseph never actually got grounded. He continued to laugh in his father's house. Remember what happened? Finally, they had the enmity that graduated even to serve their brother. And they even organized the scheme to cheat their father. And Joseph himself, when they were thinking either to kill him, another voice came, instead of killing our brother, let's put him in the pit. We see just Joseph in the next level, in the pit. He learned how to be abased with no resources. He is being hated. It was a season. He is no longer in his father's house. He found himself in a pit. He understood the season of being confined for no reason. It was a season for this young man, hated by the brother to a point of getting rid of him, and now he is in a pit. He understood the waiting in the season. He never tampered with God's process. He continued waiting. And he remember finally, as a result of being there, he never lost his hope. Those people who are buying the slaves, that's when they removed him and sold his brother. This was another season altogether. He could not understand, what have I done to my brothers? He never committed suicide. He never think of doing evil things to himself. But even in that season of being in a pit, the guy remained consistently waiting upon the Lord. It was a season, another season. You see now Joseph, in another dispensation, in the Potiphar's house, the guy was sold in that land. And he was a prisoner at one time. But before then, he interpreted the dream to the king. And he found himself in a palace, in a state house. And he remembered the kind of might this lady, the Potiphar, had about Joseph. Joseph, who was hated by the brother, put into the pit. And now this guy is in the Potiphar's, in the so-called, where you think he could have been very comfortable. In the Potiphar's house, he understood the gifting that he had because he was taken and given an opportunity. And remember here there was a battle. You remember the kind of mind. He demonstrated to be a person of integrity. You remember even when this lady thought about Joseph, to convert Joseph to be a husband. You remember what Joseph did. It was a season of the trial. But this guy, he demonstrated the integrity in a season that looked like so much compromising because of the rebels it was coming. But he never, he stood firm. He knew about his season. You remember this guy, as a result of being here, he was made a governor, and he could interpret all the dreams. And finally, you remember, Joseph, who ratted in the state house as a person of a dreamer, as a result of this incident, and declining to compromise, he found himself in the prison. He found himself in prison. But he continued even to maximize his gifting. He remained calm and peaceful. Those are the four seasons that Joseph went through, but he never compromised. Many a times, we find ourselves in a certain season. We are unable to desire to know where the Lord is taking us. You cannot change the season, but you can change yourself. You cannot change the season. You find yourself in it, but you can change yourself without compromising. This young man demonstrated his integrity. This young man, even though he was put to a certain corner, he never gave up. Where are you in our lifetime? What are you going through? Which season are you going through? And remember, whoever says no does not mean that he cannot say yes. It's good to keep remembering. Seasons are not forever. We have the season of the relationship going haywire. A relationship that you are in, the brokenness of hell. Even this body, when you find yourself, you are strong. This is a season that you should thank God for, because the sicknesses come on our way. When you find yourself with your 2 feet, within the course of a week, I had a visitation in the hospital to see 2 people whose leg has been amputated. When you have your legs and your hands, you should give thanks to the Almighty. The moment of the certainty, if you are doing things and you are so certain it's gonna work, remember, even uncertainty may come. Which season are you in? Moment of the doubts, the loneliness may come. If you find yourself, you are so comfortable, you are not lonely, don't assume it's happened to everybody. It's a season to give thanks to the Almighty. Don't take anything for granted. Many a times we find ourselves in a certain season. If you are together as a couple, it's a moment to give thanks to the Almighty. If you are resonating with your children and they can listen to you as a parent, it's a moment to give thanks to the Lord. That season has been withdrawn in some people. They don't enjoy the same. Desire to know your season and even the lesson that you can learn. You may be in a certain season, but you look like you are not learning any lesson. The Lord has brought you. If your business is making, and you are in the end of the year, you are doing the stock taking, and there is something worthy to mention, give thanks to the Almighty. People are closing their businesses. What lesson are you learning in your season? We are in the first day of the month of December, the day that is being celebrated as we continue to remember those that are in the HIV and AIDS. We are well. And some people who have contracted the sin, not as a result of doing anything immoral, but for you, you hear your body is okay. What lesson are you learning in your season? We are at different levels. God of all season is calling upon us. He is the God of all the seasons. He is not on a journey. Even when the heavens seem to be silent, you are praying, nothing is happening. And you look like Binguni kama limekimia. It's like the Father of Heaven has turned that deaf to me. Remember, He is a God of all the season. Even when you feel like your prayers are not being answered, even when you find yourself in a family, children are being against you, contrary to your will, remember, He is a God of all the season. Your time on earth matters, but God's timing is perfect. And that's why Paul, in Ephesians, He is putting it very clearly. This is not very soft. If somebody tells you, be careful. Don't make the most of every opportunity. Do not, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand verse 17. We don't like to those kind of terms being directed to us. If somebody tells you, you look foolish, you may look that person twice. And even start, consider, why should you tell me? But the Bible is telling us, we are unable to detect the season that we are in. Time and season are in God's hands. He knows what is best for you. Can you imagine if you are fully connected to Him? Even though the season is not palatable, there is a lot of pain. God is telling you, I'm the Lord of all the season. Know God's timing. Redeem the time, because these days are evil. We are being called upon. Redeem your time. There is no way you can talk about the season and you are not knowledgeable about the timing. Timing and the season interchangeably go hand in hand. Because many times, the Lord has given you a season so that you may also invest, but you never invested. God has given you an opportunity to make a certain decision. You decline to make it. Do you know God's timing? Every season is not for growth and harvesting. Not all the season. Because when there is harvesting, there is a lot of excitement. Not all the season that we are really planting. Remember, we have moved with a theme here. And the big question is this. Now that we have been saying, we grow in all aspects. What next now? The year has come to an end. There are season of planting, season for watering, season for pulling up the weeds, and even the season for top dressings, and even putting more fertilizer. Which season are you in? We are farmers seated here, and you know that timing is very, very important. When to plant, and even when to harvest. You make a mistake, the crops are ready for you to harvest, and you are caught up by the rain. You count the losses. The Lord is looking at us. Know your season. I don't know whether you might ask, telling your neighbor, know your season. Unless this comes a time, you might your own business. Might your own season, as I might my own season. Because some people, they are so concerned about the season of other people. We keep talking of others. Look at them. Please, this is where, do your, might your own business is applicable here. That I might be about my season. Because this season that I'm in, it will not be there forever. Likewise, there are times of testing and the trials. There are some seasons that are geared. They come in handy. Testing and the trials being directed to you. Do you have the shock observers? You have the vehicles here with the shock observers. There are some vehicles, even though they go the half road, that's not a big deal. Na kuna zikine ikioga, hata wao unasikia kama itatoka. Do you have the smoke observers? You know where we are. We need the smoke observers so that we're gonna make it. The Lord is calling upon us. What do you need to know about your season? As I bring it to an end. We may talk about knowing the season, but what do you need to know? Everyone is in their own unique season. Everybody. Being it a child, being it an old person, every one of us, even as per our DNA, we are unique. Everybody, you are in your own unique. Do not compare your season with any other. Don't compare me with you. There are some people who are already done with parenting. There are some people here, they are receiving the dualities. There are some people here, they are bringing forth more children. You know, we are at a different level. Don't compare. Don't compare me with anybody. We are unique. I respect you, you respect me. Because we are unique. The common denominator, we are unique. That's where we are. Get happy about the season you are in. You are complaining to whom? And it is your season. Who are you complaining to? It's your season. Have the measure. If there be any joy, it is you and the deliverables there. Don't compare. Don't complain. Don't be agitated. If you are a mother and you are taking that young child, take it a lot of care. Your child will not be baby forever. He You also mature like any other and be on the other level. Why are you complaining? And you are complaining to who? And everybody is in his own season. Other people are privileged, they came earlier than you. So they went through it earlier than you. So it is your turn, you take it, and you take it seriously. Even those that have been given the leadership of the church, we will be calling you for the meeting. Don't complain. We'll be calling you for the meeting. It's your season now to be called. And come and give the leadership. It's a season that you are in. You have been called. Respect the season of other people. Don't adulate or talk evil of the other people's season. Even though they are going very difficult moment, do not respect what they are going through. We respect. Because you cannot be, however empathy that you may demonstrate, try to go to their level. There is no way you can reach that level. Respect what other people are going through. Know your season and respect the season of other people. You cannot shorten or slow a season. The way it is predetermined, it has to go the full cycle up to the end. If you try to mess with it, it will mess up with you. Am I talking to somebody? Don't slow. The way things are is a process. If the Lord wants you to go the full journey, allow that journey to be complete. And upon finishing that journey, you're going to be uplifted. Do not assume your season. Be vigilant. Don't assume. Don't be like an ostrich. You ignore. And then you ignore. How? Be vigilant until the end. Because season is for a given time. You'll not be there forever. Maximize every season of life. Maximize. We have been called. You have become a leader. You are in that home. Maximize. You'll not be with that family forever. As long as you are serving that family, do it properly. You have been given a season to serve them. Give the service complaining. If it is your season to serve, give that service. Because you will not be serving forever. You serve for a given time. It does not matter the duration that you are there, but the donation that you are giving in that season. You may be in a certain season, and the Lord is looking at you. What are your deliverables? It's not about the duration. It's about the donation. We all have time where it feels like God went on a vacation. God may use those seasons of silence. Because there are some silence, some season. You feel the silence is so loud. It's like God is not talking. Do you know, even in silence, even in that season that you cannot understand, God is still speaking. Psalms number 46, we are being told, be silent and know that I am the Lord. Not a matter of talking and releasing some statement that you cannot substantiate. The Lord is telling you, there comes a time you will be silent and know that I am the Lord. When you reach to a level, you are unable to articulate. You are unable to say what is happening. Brother, sister, the most dignified thing, when you find yourself in a season that you cannot make sense, you be silent before the Lord. Because even in silence, God is still speaking. God is still in control. Silence does not mean God has forgotten you. Because many times we conclude, it has taken too long. I've been praying for it. I want to give up. No room for giving up. The season that you are in. Season come and pass. Never get stuck in a season. Discern the duration. Do not mistaken persecution and the hardship that you are going through. You may be having some hardships so that the Lord may lead. Remember the same water. The same water that boiled the egg and make it hard is the same water that can be used even to mess up with other things. The Lord may be using us. In season of change, trust God with your future. In the change, in the season, in the seasons of the change, trust God with your future. In the season of change, walk by faith. And in the season of change, cling to whatever is unchanging. Other things may change, But our God changes not our season. Know your season. Take time. Look the whole year. How many seasons have you gone through? You may have gone through the season of mourning. You may have gone through a season of celebrations, of a newborn in the family. Within the course of the year in this congregation, we have celebrated some people because of some promotion in their workplace. All those seasons cumulatively are geared to bring us closer to the Almighty. Even as we come to the end of the year, and now we are in the month of December, even as we prepare for the Christmas and other things, what many other seasons have you gone through? God is still in control. And don't compare your season with any other. Yours is unique. Trust in the Lord. Dear mighty God, how we desire to know, to understand, to comprehend the seasons that we are in. Many a times, dear mighty God, we compare. We compromise. We do things that do not bring glory and honor to your name. We desire, dear mighty Father, even as the year comes to an end, to understand and to know our seasons, dear mighty God. Be thus and keep us well. For this we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
We thank God for the preaching of His Word. If Reverend Gere was sitting next to you, he would have told you, Wewe. Ask your neighbor, Wewe, which season are you in? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I have learned many things today. There's a name called followership. Seasons, leadership, followership, redeeming our time, and our God is a God of all seasons. Wewe. We now come to a time of giving our tithes and our offerings. And this being the first Sunday in the month, we bring all our tithes and our offerings of all kinds here. So we are going to invite you to do that, as we are going to be guided by our deacons. All of us will bring our offerings to the front. And thank you very much for agreeing to do so, as the Lord guides you. Remember, you are in your own season, and I'm in my own. What an encouraging message this morning as the choir ministers to us.
Born on green.